Hey Frank, it's Brown. I just saw your email you sent to me. Listen, I owe you an apology. I'm very sorry. When I get focused, like as a band leader, on giving input to my players, and I write it in an email, you can't hear my voice, and so sometimes the tone of it is interpreted, can easily be interpreted differently. And I think you interpreted what I wrote you as some kind of attack or criticism, and it wasn't that. It was my attempt as a band leader to give you information and input so that you it would make your life easier during the week. That was truly my intention, and it wasn't to be anything else besides that. It's something that I do with all my players, and I come, coming from New York, we always just share things really openly like that. But I forget sometimes you got to be careful with typing that shit up because it can look, can look unnecessarily aggressive, and I very much regret writing it and not just calling you and saying this stuff like I am now, because you would have heard it like, "Hey bro, please, please, please tape your charts. In the past, there's been problems with guys losing second pages and blah blah." I would have just told you some of these anecdotes and stories, and you would have been like, "Yeah, okay, sure. Hey, I didn't tape my charts because I had no time and whatever else," and we would have had a conversation about it as opposed to me, you reading a big long thing, which clearly you felt attacked by. So please accept my apologies, and I'd love to say it into to your face instead of on a machine, or by phone when you're able. I know you're getting up to go to work pretty soon, so if you want to call me, I'm up now. And yeah, just let me say I'm sorry to you, and let's move past it, I hope. I would love to play with you for long into my future. You were like I wasn't kidding when I said you're a spike of greatness. That's the thing to remember, is my deep love and appreciation for your incredible abilities, and what they could be in this world of Latin jazz is very, very exciting to me. And I personally look forward to continuing to do all kinds of stuff. The other thing too is you said you were very much a student of this, so this was me trying to be a teacher and give you some information, but like I didn't want it to come across as a hurtful or mean or aggressive. It was just, again, I was trying to teach you about the culture of jazz and teach you about some of the things that I broke down every tune one by one in the hopes of giving you some information so that you can play it better. Because I have no doubt that you're gonna murder shit on Saturday. Like, I really have no doubt, because considering you were sight reading most of the stuff, I mean, fuck man, we mounted most of it. Like you said, so you thought it was 70%. I say you got like 80% of the way there. It's just a short 20% now to get the rest of the way. So yeah, man, I really want you to play on Saturday. I really want you to do all the gigs in the future. There's gonna be lots of stuff. I'm trying to build a culture and a relationship with you, and I really apologize if I've misstepped. And yeah, a lot of the information I gave you could have been said in a better way, I think, in the written word. But when I wrote an email to you, I wrote an email to the singer, I wrote an email to all the guys, and everyone gets a critique and a feedback. It's just band leader stuff for me, and it's for me that kind of relationship is common. But you and I are so new to each other that I think obviously I hurt you. And that was, ugh, I feel fucking terrible about that. That's never my intention with this stuff. So please give me a buzz. Let's chat about it. And hopefully you'll accept my apology and forgive my tone and misstep. And we'll just get ready for Saturday and murder Saturday. Okay? I hope. Give me a buzz. Peace.